Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Two silent keys to advise you of: Victor Kilo 4 Sugar Oscar and Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Juliet Lima. Sad news via the Mackay Amateur Radio Association. Going silent key, June 22, aged 82, George Glendinning, Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Juliet Lima. George was a long-time invigilator, trainer, assessor with MARA, and was responsible for getting many new hams on the air. George also represented the Mackay Region hams at the Wireless Institute of Australia, the Old Queensland Division, Regional Consultative Committee meetings, making sure the voice of regional hams was well heard. George was also very active with WISEN and communication support in the Mackay region, and for many years was the region packet radio SysOp. VK4AJL was an engineer and for a long time tended over the boilers and power systems at Racecourse Mill. Once retired from the engineering game and being the primary carer for his dad, George did a bit of hire car delivery duty about central and north Queensland, so some would have met up with George at a multitude of places. The celebration of George's life happened in Mackay, Tuesday 28th of June, well attended by many of George's former work colleagues, friends and family, along with a contingent of members from the Mackay Amateur Radio Association, all wearing their radio club shirts as a mark of respect for George. Vale George Glendinning, Victor Kilo 4, Alpha Juliet Lima, Silent Key. Also going Silent Key, Les Parker, Victor Kilo 4, Sugar Oscar. VK4SO passed away in hospital June 21. He was in care for a suspected hand injury, but had an unexpected heart attack and hospital staff tried hard, but they couldn't revive him. He will be sadly missed as he was one of the foundation members of BARC and had served in many roles throughout the years. Les's funeral will be held 10 a.m. Tuesday, July 5 at St. John's Anglican Church, Greenwood Street, Wishart. Vale Les Parker, VK4SO, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. Well, it is goodbye to that financial year and hello to this one. People will be making sure that the filing system of dockets and records are neatly stacked in the old shoebox or ready on their mobile device to the tax agent to download. This is the month when we have the coldest kiss of winter before the westerly winds sweep across the state to welcome the Brisbane Ecker. Yes, we are slowly moving through the calendar to more outdoor activities. Around my area, the loose fallen timber is being split into billets and the night air carries the sharp smell of smoke, bringing warmth to some and wheezes to others. Meanwhile, there are furtive calls by the doctors not to neglect vaccination this year. The influenza is hitting many hard and numbers of infections are high, whilst the pandemic still sends people to hospital and some people do not survive. Our own news editor, VK4BB, is living proof that full vaccination does not prevent an infection of COVID. I trust the sandpaper throat passes quickly, Graham. I raised the issue of COVID to make a point. It's not so long ago that we were told that as a community, we would have to live with the virus in its various forms. And the daily announcements disappeared from the news platforms and barely any continuing mention being made until recently when the media seems to have discovered long COVID. With about 30,000 people each day recorded as being infected and the death rate similar to crashing a large passenger aircraft each month, there seems to be an air of nonchalance towards the subject. While we seek to keep our fellow operators engaged with the different facets of the hobby, and keeping people informed sustains a high level of interest, as the past health advisers did. Just like the health authorities have dialed back the messaging and are now bemused by the lack of response to the current calls for people to be vaccinated, we've been seeing this in our own backyard. There seems to be little news dropping into my inbox, and maybe the social media algorithms are blocking them too. If we look at our broadcast news, the level of input from clubs is probably the consistently lowest that it has ever been. Thank heavens for the few clubs who do send in audio to let the listeners know there is activity to engage people apart from on Sunday mornings. What I'm getting at is we really do need to share the news on a regular basis to keep people up to date and give encouragement to those who organise events. You may have noticed that one contest manager has stirred enthusiasm over a couple of weeks before the event and is encouraging log submissions since the contest finished. You see, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and we really should be making a meal of the good news in amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.